Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. Here we are on a brand new episode. I am your host, Joan, and I come to you today in snowy Northeast Ohio. Well, not as snowy as we should be getting, but needless to say, people are driving super slow. I almost missed the show just by driving slowly, and you know what? I'm okay with that. There's only an inch on the ground. In southern states such as Georgia, I'm thinking Atlanta, the city, because I have a friend that lives down there and is posting how basically the whole place is shut down. States like Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, they're having issues. They don't know how to handle this. But Northeast Ohio people, come on. This is wintertime. I know we've been very lucky. Anyhow, I made it here. Time for the show, and we're going to talk about scrying. Let me get through all the basics and the necessary things I need to say. Well, we're here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find archives here, listen to some old shows, go back and listen to anything that you're interested in, and I may come back on that topic. We may update it, which most likely a lot of these topics are worth updating. So feel free to go through. And if you'd like, you can even message me here on Blog Talk Radio. But if you're into Facebook and social media, find me there, Facebook, under Real Metaphysical Talk. And I will respond, and we can hold conversations. I've been posting things up. One thing recently in my holiday shopping I found was out at a local Target. And I looked over, walking past the jewelry section, because you cannot get past that section without going. You have to go to the registers when you're coming in. You go towards one area, you're passing the jewelry and the women's section. It's right up front. Of course, the dollar section. But then I'm passing by and I quick look over, and right there on the end, pointing at my face, is a whole kiosk of jewelry that contains crystals, little crystal rings and necklaces. And something that has just a description, short, sweet description of for love or calming or serenity. And I had to look back at the picture again, but take a look at that on Facebook. I found it very interesting because I feel like now it's mainstreamly affected. Yes, I just created that word. But accepted, I should say, not affected. But it's, yes, crystals are affecting the mainstream because they are accepted. That was very cool to see, so I wanted to share that with you. But go on, and you'll find me there on Facebook. Also, still planning on doing some Facebook Lives, throwing out a card or two, talking about something I might see, in the immediate time when I find it, like an action shot or what have you. And then iTunes, if you're looking for archives and if you happen to be a podcaster or like podcasts. You can find me on iTunes. Don't forget, you can comment on anything there. And people have, I did find one or two comments. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and go for it. I'm still going to do what I want to do when I want to do it and how I want to do it. So there we are. Real Metaphysical Talk. My name is Joan, and here we are. Today, new episode. This is the first episode of the new year. 2017, welcome. Feel like you've passed through some doors? I felt like I passed through the doors like a couple weeks ago. The gates open, it's the new year. I was mentally already into the new year. But for the lunar calendar people who follow, new year is not until the end of this month with the bright new moon. And I don't recall exactly what it's going to be in. But in any case, I know we got a full moon creeping up on us soon. Anyhow, new beginnings, new starts. New thought. So on this new thought, let's talk about scrying. By the way, chat room is open for anyone who's interested. If you just want to hang out and talk, maybe throw me a question. So the art of scrying. I came across this, saw a class out there, local metaphysical store, and I said, hey, gives me something to do. So I thought, why not? And I can meet some of the new people that are in teaching classes and such. So I joined the class. And for a small nominal fee, was able to sit for, it was about an hour's worth, hour and a half class, and we learned how to scry on black mirrors. Now, I started learning, as we were told in the class, we were taught to relax, to meditate. Of course, with any process that you're doing, you want to protect yourself, so you say a little prayer, and you go through the process of this scrying, which I'll get into a little bit more detail. Going through it, and we were shown several different ways. At first, I didn't take to it. I was having a hard time, but what started to kick in was all my other psychic senses. So I started to feel things and smell things and hear things. And I knew something was happening. So let's talk about scrying. Scrying is a form of divination. It means foretelling the future. Scrying has several different methods. You can scry into non-physical shapes, meaning you're gazing into something. And in order to scry, you do need something to see or look into, such as a candle, a crystal ball, which we're all familiar with. And I mentioned the black mirror, or even water. You can scry in water. You're looking at something flat. Also, not only can you use those items to scry, but you could actually use your TV, your television set when it's turned off, your computer screen when it's turned off, and you've got that black screen. If you just sit and stare into it and let your eyes just relax, sometimes, and I say sometimes because it does take some practice, you start to see a picture just appear or form in front of you. And when your eyes are relaxing, it's almost like you're almost, like when you're watching TV late at night and your eyes kind of feel like they're closing. What's happening is they're actually going up. Your eyes are semi still open. And you're staring off into the distance and you're looking at the surface, but you're kind of looking past it. This method is also used when you're looking at auras. So if you can get your eyes to relax and get yourself to relax, you'll be able to do this form, this scrying, in this way. Now, in our class, we used the black mirrors. We started with the black mirrors. We actually even used our cell phones. No screen on them, you know, actually having them off. We were able to look into the surface. And you don't want to look at it directly because you can get your reflection. So you want to kind of look at it at an angle, so you're looking at especially if your screen is shiny, you want to look at it at an angle so you don't see your reflection. Because when you do start to scry, you'll see your reflection change. And for many people, it's kind of scary. So the key is to just really, you're focusing on not focusing. So if you are looking at your television screen, your black mirror, your computer screen, your cell phone, you can look at it, relax your eyes, go through some breathing techniques, of course, opening up with a prayer, asking for divine guidance, and asking for any higher messages from your higher self. You can cover yourself in white light. You can bubble yourself, whatever, in order to get the best messages from your highest good. This way you're not opening yourself up to any negativity, negative entities, any mischief entities as well. Now, scrying, again, practice skill. It's a learned skill. You need patience. Doesn't happen immediately, but it can happen. So one of the other things I mentioned, the forms with scrying. You're thinking, oh, I can't do this. I've never done this. Actually, we have. If you've sat around a campfire and you've stared into the fire, or you've watched the smoke drifting up, if you've watched incense burn, and you've watched the smoke drift up, and you can see a shape or forms or something, or, oh, there's a face, or, oh, I see an animal, or I see a heart. I see raindrops, or I see a boat. If you see some type of figure in that smoke or in that flame, then you have scryed. As a child, many times we're laying out in the grass. We're out in the field playing with friends. We're hanging out, and we look up, and what do we see? We see the clouds overhead. Clouds take on shapes, and we recognize them according to what our past is and what our life is and how we've come to this very moment. So what I see in a cloud might be something different than what you see. So your previous experiences in this life, you may see a horse. I may see a dog, you know, or you may see something completely different. And sometimes we can see the same thing. And so you think, oh, well, we're just making it up in our head. No, you're actually getting some type of message. So in the event that, for example, you see an animal like that, do some research and find out what that animal may mean. It might be your totem animal. That animal might represent a feeling or something that may be going on in your life. Maybe it's a protector. Maybe it's telling you you need to slow down or you need to move fast or what to watch for. So remember, everything is a sign. I've talked about signs before. Scrying is about focusing on those signs and getting information from your higher self or from the other side, for that matter. Scrying is a form of connecting with God, connecting with spirit, and you can get that information. Let's see here. I had some things written down. Some people, like I said, it's going to be easy for some, harder for others. But remember, I didn't take too well to mirrors. But the moment we switched over to what were we scrying with, I started to look in the flame and started doing better scrying that way and then closing my eyes. We were told at that time if the mirror is not working for us, to close our eyes because technically you're looking at a blank screen with your eyes closed. And so you are allowing yourself to relax. It's so much easier when your eyes are closed. You're focusing on relaxing your mind because you want to quiet all your thoughts. You don't need all the, oh, I got to pay this bill and, oh, I have to get to the grocery store, I have to fill the gas tank up, and don't forget to wash, you know, do the laundry or wash the dishes. Quiet your mind of all those little extracurriculars and get to that calm state. And I know that's difficult, but we've got to make this a practice. You get to that calm state and you look and you can close your eyes and practice this way, and you can do the same thing and then go and look at something that's one straight color when you're scrying for the first time to lower the lights so that you do get that sense of calmness, that sense of like when you're almost asleep and you start to, I don't want to use the word imagine, but, you know, you start to see things. So you're off in another, like, another zone or another dimension, or you started that light sleep, so you're kind of seeing things. Well, that's what you're doing, you're scrying. Some people prefer the glossiness. Some people prefer a flat item to look into. Crystal balls. Scrying in a crystal ball, not exactly easy, because with a ball, with that sphere, your images are actually flipped. If you peer through a spherical item and you see something on the other side, you actually see it flipped. So to focus in on there, I'm not saying that your items would be flipped, but it at least gives you something to focus on and look beyond. Kind of looking beyond. When you're using your sight for looking at auras, scrying as well, you're looking at the person, but you're looking kind of past them. The moment you focus on something past that object, past that person, you start to see the colors. You could see things in pictures, and you're doing actual readings for people. So you're technically scrying. Just another fancy word out there. Actually, an old word. dictionary.com, actually, the origin of this word, the definition of the word is to use divination to discover hidden knowledge or future events, especially by the means of a crystal ball. We've seen scrying with water, looking into a pool of water, and yes, you've got the fishies below, you've got things happening down there, but if you can look at the water without seeing the reflections, and again, look over at an angle, over, you know, ahead of you at an angle and not directly in so that you can see your reflection, and just stare and kind of look, you're focusing in the depth, but you're trying to find a point. You're not focusing on one specific item, such like it's you see something crawling on the bottom of the pond or the lake, but you're looking just to relax your eyes, and that's when you start to see things. It does take time. It does take practice. Now, I've done, what is it that I did? I took a class, because I mentioned water, you can do it in a bowl. You can actually set up a bowl on your table to use, preferably a dark bowl, even a wall. You can scry on your wall. You find a spot on the wall that you can just stare at and kind of just relax yourself with. As long as the wall is blank, you have something to focus on, and then you can start to, like, play a movie on that wall and see things there. That's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking for. So that when you start to ask questions, what is it that I need to know? You know, or what should I know about this, looking for a job? Is there any job in my future? Or a new employment in my future? You have to be specific on what we're asking, and then wait for the signs. You know, do you see a stop sign? Don't think about it, but relax and let it come to you. Now, in the times where I was involved in my scrying class, I actually was able to have scents, smell scents. And at one point, I was smelling green grass, freshly cut grass, which actually was confirmed by the teacher of that class. And several other people also had that same feeling, that same scent come to them. We also had lavender. We've also felt cold air. And not just at one point, but like maybe coming from one side of our table. We were all sitting around a long table, so when the air was felt, only some of us on one side of the table felt it, coming from all the same directions. So as we were scrying and looking into things, we were announcing and saying what we're feeling, or at times we were also waiting. So, you know, if you have a couple friends that you want to do this with, you can. Sit down and write down your notes and your feelings and what you're getting. And maybe have a moment where you're all looking into the same flame, looking at a candle. Now, looking at the mirror, what also helps too, looking at a black mirror, looking at a TV. If you have a lamp, a light, a lit candle, you can focus on the flame and stare at it. And, of course, your eyes need to refresh themselves, but blink when you can. Kind of get your eyes really into the zone of staring into the candle, and you're looking deep into the flame. Then what you want to do is then transfer your eyes over to the black surface, that dark surface that you're staring into, that you're scrying with. And you should be able to see the flame that you are just staring at. And by watching that flame, watch what happens. And look at the colors. Pay attention to the colors of the image that you see still burned into your eyes. And as you focus on that, and really focus, and let your eyes relax, and you're still looking at the flame, but you're looking into the dark surface or the water or whatever it might be. Does it change? If it doesn't work the first couple of times, no matter even if it's your 100th time, go back to that bright light, go back to that candle, go back to that lamp, and continue to focus on that flame. Give it a good minute. 30 seconds is enough, but normally you can go a little bit further and stare at it and watch it and look at it and really focus in on it. And then go back to your surface and look at that, your cell phone. Sometimes you can do it, like I said, just by relaxing. Now, I mentioned the water. You can use a bowl of water sitting at your dinner table, kitchen counter, wherever you want to be, your bathtub, even looking into the bathtub. Yes, it's all, you know, maybe water. If you have a tub that's a color, you can look at it too. It's a solid color. But you want to make sure you're not looking at your reflection. And again, same thing. You're looking at it from an angle, so you're not looking directly into it, so you don't see yourself. And watch for the images and watch your eyes relax. But the one thing that I have done is using candle drippings, which is also a form of scrying. So if you've got several candles, you can light them, again, saying a prayer before any action that you take when you're connecting with your higher self or God, and then drip the candles into the water and allow them to drip, allow them to make forms. If you're holding them in the same place, they'll actually, the water and the drippings will move around, and they'll begin to combine, and they'll begin to form shapes. Continue to allow the drippings to form and drip and the candles to drip until you feel, you kind of get a feeling that you're ready, you're done, it's all good. Everything's done. And when you're done, without moving the bowl, you snuff the candles. And I say snuff the candles, do not blow them out because you don't want to blow the energy around. You're snuffing them out. And then, of course, setting them aside. But then take a look at the bowl. And if you can, get up and go around the bowl or slowly move the bowl so as not to disturb what's the shape of the wax inside. And take a look at the bowl from every angle possible. See what shapes and what things that you can see. Do you see a letter? Do you see an animal? Do you see person, place, or thing? Is it bigger than, well, wouldn't be bigger than a bread box unless you have a giant bowl. But we're looking at what items do you see? Do you see a message? Is there one thing in there? Are there several things in there? Especially if you're looking at candle drippings in a bowl, you can turn it and you can get three or four messages from one instance of scrying with the candles. It may also be helpful, like I said, you can use one color. I've used two colors. And having the colors combine in the water look fantastic because you do get to see different images. Another way to also be able to see the images is to take food coloring, dark colors, drop it into the water after you're done with the candle wax, and let, obviously, you'll be able to see any images better because of the darker colored water. When you're done and you've taken a look at what you've come up with, you can, I've taken pictures so that I can see and document what I'm seeing and turn it. And then sometimes getting into the picture, like on your cell phone or on your camera and zooming in, putting it on your computer or your television and zooming in and taking a look at the picture a little bit closer, you know, looking at a bigger scale may help to see images. And then lastly, when you take the wax out of the water, flip it over and see what else you see on the other side. Is it a, you know, do you see another image? Are you getting something completely different? This is what people do when they're using tea leaves, another form of scrying. You know, you're drinking your tea, leaving the remnants of the tea behind in the cup, and the tea leaf reader takes your cup and does exactly what we have just talked about with candle drippings. You know, if you're making something, you can read things left in a pot. You know, are you making spaghetti tonight and spaghetti noodles happen to stay in your pot after you've tried to rinse them out? Does it spell out a word or a letter or two letters, or does it make a shape? Anything. We've got so many things that we could scry with. When you're cleaning something out, I could go down the list. anything that is residue, it's making something, you're getting messages from it. What is it telling you? Scrying is, we don't, nobody thinks about it. We don't, unless we are practicing it all the time, one of these art forms that it's talked about and everybody thinks, let's put it this way. Told my mother, who totally loves tarot cards, totally loves astrology and the psychics and everything else, told her I took this class on scrying. Oh, I would never do that, was her immediate response. I'd never do that. Okay, why? Oh, you'll let something bad in. She hears the word scrying, she immediately thinks Ouija board. All right, Ouija boards have a bad rep. Now, I don't use them, but they have been known and they have been associated with the dark side or dark entities or demons, because that's what people know from the movies, that's what people know from the media, this is how it's used. And yes, it has been used that way. But scrying with a divination board, which semi looks like a Ouija board, you've got your letters, your numbers, you can use a pendulum to scry, and you're looking for information, you can use the pendulum on a map if you're looking for someone or something. It's not always bringing evil into you. Protect yourself if you're doing it with your best intention and without ego, where you're asking for information and guidance, then good will come. It's not a bad thing, as Mom always thinks. So I gave my best explanation to her opinion. She chooses not to, but I know she does it. I know she can stare off into the distance, and I know, just like you and I, we can sit and relax, and late at night, all of a sudden, we're picturing things on our TV screen, or we're at work, and we're kind of staring past our computer screen. Yes, but we're working. but we're seeing things. We're getting messages. So carry around a notebook and take notes, or send yourself a message or something. Keep track of what you're seeing, and keep practicing your scrying, because we haven't lost this art form. We just lost the use of the word scrying. Okay? Keep practicing. Get good at it. You're strengthening your psychic muscles. And it's much needed this year. 2017 is all about really connecting to yourself, strengthening yourself, and being true. Who are you? Being about your truth. So if you're not sure, stop, ask, meditate. And yes, meditate's a scary word too, but take the time and just relax, clear your mind, and you will be receiving messages, and you'll get information, and it will come to you. That's all I have for today. I appreciate you all that have listened, that have joined me in the chat room, and that are listening in the archives. Again, if you want, follow me on Facebook at Real Metaphysical Talk. Like the page, say hello, and we can get some conversation started. And, of course, again, here in the blog, on Blog Talk Radio in the archives. I will be here again next week. I'm on my way out to a brand-new yoga class. We're going to see about this, and I will have something to report back to you on our next episode. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.